the town where the jazz is swinging high. It's the New Orleans Outsider with Chris Goffmeyer. Oh my, we may be outsiders, but our love for New Orleans is true. So come along as I share it all with you. Sights and sounds, food and drinks, we're here to take a ride with New Orleans Outsider as our guide.
And here are your hosts, Chris Goff, Peter Newkirch, and Justin Appleberry.
Well, what would you do with 48 hours in the greatest city in the world? That's what we're going to talk about today on NOLA Outsider. I am Chris, along with Justin and Peter. And I'm going to give you credit on this topic, Peter, because a week ago we were talking about GW fans and discussing what we were going to talk about this week. And you said, hey, what would it be like if, you know, maybe we could just talk about what we'd want to do on like a perfect 48-hour jaunt down there from Kansas City in New Orleans. And I thought that was a pretty damn good idea.
Thanks. Yeah, it's one of those lists. It's ever evolving.
It is, because and speaking of which, like, and every time, and this is becoming a problem. I was talking with Justin about this earlier this week, but I was trying to book my hotel for November, which at this point clearly is 7 months away, and it's freaking full. So I will be having a new hotel experience in November. But man, that's what you got to do. New Orleans is that way. You have to do it at least 6 months, but even that'll burn your butt. So 12 months in advance. That's what we have to do now, guys. I mean, it is, and seriously.
There's a lot of hotel choices. And spoiler alert, all three of us are going to end up at Fritzl's multiple times on this list.
That is a big shocker. I know. For all of us, for anyone that wants to know what my perfect 48 hours is, just listen to the first like seven shows we've done, and you'll be able to piece it all together, I think. But so, yes, we all three individually put together a 48-hour trip and what exactly, specifically, we would be doing on the 48 hours. And in this, we all had different rules, you know, so we did not talk about each other's lists or how we would start this. I really wanted it to sort of be, you know, a surprise to each one of us as far as like how we laid it out. But I will start, boys. I'm going to start with my perfect 48 hours in New Orleans. And I sort of patterned this after my, what I call the guys trip that we take in June, which is really 72 hours, basically, because I get there on a Sunday and leave on a Wednesday morning. But this time, if we only get 48 hours, my start time is going to be arriving Sunday morning at 9 a.m. If there was such a thing as a direct flight that early from Kansas City to New Orleans, I'm going to pretend that still exists pre-COVID, because it did. And so I'm going to get there, and I am going to take a cab to one of my favorite New Orleans hotel to stay in, and that is Place d'Armes, which is my where we stay at in June, because in the summer months, if you've never gone to New Orleans, the summer months, the hotels are way cheaper. We're talking at least half off, if not, I don't know, two-thirds off. So that is when I get to try out Place d'Armes. And it is literally right by, it's next door to Muriel's, right by Jackson Square, literally a block and a half from Bourbon Street, and it is my favorite place to go. Drop off the bags. I'm pretending I'm by myself here. This is a Chris trip only, not with my wife, definitely not with my kids. So this is not exactly what my wife would be doing, although she's totally cool usually on what I do this as well. I would head straight over to Fritzl's for a morning hurricane. Now, this would be at about, you know, 9:30 in the morning, which I day drink there, and that is my favorite thing to do, is day drink in New Orleans. So you start with that. After that, I'm sure this might mimic some others on this call, but I'm going to walk over to Napoleon House to get some boudin and a quarter muffuletta. Now, Napoleon House only opens, I believe, at 11:30, so you can't really go earlier than that. So I would be going over there and trying, you know, I got to get the boudin every time I'm over there, as we've discussed there. Quarter muffuletta, you know, that can be replaced by almost anything on the menu, but that's what I'm going with on this. I'm going to walk back to Fritzl's after that, but I'm going to stop and get a cigar at the Crescent City Cigar Shop, probably a Fuente Robusto, because they don't sell any Rocky Patels there for whatever reason. I probably might not be drunk enough to ask if he'll sell the Sopranos picture to my friend Justin there.
But someday he will. Yeah, I'll give it someday.
Someday he will sell the tobacco smoke stained poster to Justin, and he'll hang it in his man cave. Then I'm going to go back to Fritzl's. I'm going to listen to this guy named Richard Scott. You may have heard us talking about him before. RichardPianoScott.com. I smoke a cigar in Fritzl's courtyard between sets, probably somewhere around there. Then after I pretty much spend the afternoon there, I'm going to walk over to Muriel's for dinner, and I'm going to order the shrimp and goat cheese crepes, shrimp and grits, and bread pudding, that trifecta. Then I'm going to get a drink and go up to the seance room and balcony at Muriel's. That's always a fun thing to do. Then back to Fritzl's to listen to the Fritzl's All-Star Band with Richard Scott. That's Monday nights only. And then because calories and time doesn't matter, late night stop at Verde Mart for an all that jazz po' boy for fourth meal, you know, because what you need before you pass out in any kind of French Quarter hotel is filling your gut up with, you know, a 12 to 15 inch sandwich with like 2 pounds of meat on it. Then I'm going to go back to the hotel, probably with my friends, and smoke another cigar while solving the world's problems until we want to go to bed. So that's my first day in New Orleans. Does any of that shock either of you?
Nope. It's like I wrote it myself.
Yeah. Not at all. It's as if you have done that before.
I have done maybe not step by blow, but I have definitely done some combination of this multiple times. And that would be my first 24 hours. Let's start with you, Justin. I want to hear your first day and what you would do.
So the first thing we do is we get off the plane. We take the cab to usually stay at the Haunted Hotel. That's pretty centrally located too. That's kind of like the vibe on it. The courtroom, the courthouse is real nice. I am in my scenario with my wife, just because I've never been down to New Orleans without her. And it's a place that we both greatly enjoy. So she's going to be included in my perfect 48 hours in the scenario. So the first place we hit, we go right to Napoleon House. We're usually there, you know, around noon or so. I just kind of think it sets the tone for the week. Or for the 48 hours. And then I come in on like on a Thursday, and we usually leave on like a Sunday. So this will be a little shorter than that. But I go right for the Zazarac what's the green trim?
The
Zazarac. The Zazarac with
Abstins.
Yes. So I will probably pound the first one. I tell the guy, just goes, give me two, because I'll slam the first one, then I'll sit the second one. And I go with the gumbo. Now, I know the muffalata, all that stuff's really great, but I go with the cup of gumbo. My wife likes to get the Pimm's cup that they have there. That's one of her favorites. And she used to get
now, have you ever had absinthe at Napoleon House? Have you ever had it there? Okay, no. I don't even know if they do it there. They may. I don't know.
I don't know. There are plenty of places that do, but that is not one that I could say for certain if they do or not.
Yeah. It's just a great way to start off. You know, I just feel when I'm in there, like, okay, now I'm on vacation. Now we're in New Orleans. And then we usually meet up with Chris and the gang over there at Fritzl's. I am not a huge cigar smoker, but the only time I do smoke a cigar will be in New Orleans and at tailgates at the Chiefs games. But I will stop by Crescent City and I will barter with that guy trying to buy that Soprano poster. And I'll pick out some, you know, random cool looking cigar or a couple of them. Then I'll grab a Hurricane at Fritzl's. We'll usually go out into the back garden, smoke a cigar out there. We'll listen to Richard Scott. And then, much like Chris, and it's funny how similar all these are going to be, we will have dinner at Muriel's. It's, you know, our establishment. We love to stay there. And then I would probably like to go to one of the random bars. Like there was that random bar when we were at the Super Bowl that one time, just something that's sort of new, bar hop around a little bit, check out the scene. And then it is Verde Mart in the night with a 5 pound po' boy sandwich. And then the cigar cigar. And we usually buy a bottle of bourbon or something, and we'll sip some bourbon and have a cigar in the courtyard before eventually, not knowing what time it is, because in that space-time continuum, New Orleans, I lose all track of time. And then that's day one.
Yeah, so, Peter, the random bar he's talking about, we went to, I believe he's talking about Harry's Corner, which we had
I had not
been there before, so that was fun to do. We tried a Peter. We did something new, and we went to Harry's Corner.
Cash bar, which was luckily we had cash, because it was pretty divey, but a lot of fun.
Yeah,
it was.
It was.
It was.
It was great.
It was there. Remember the old man that was hitting on all the younger women, saying that he was like a multimillionaire that lived around the corner, and he was like trying to pick up any girl with a pulse. Yeah, that was fun. And and you know, we always usually get like a bottle of Sazerac rye, because in Kansas City, although it is now, I can get it at Sam's Club, but for the longest time, Sazerac rye was hard to find for a little while. And usually, but you can pick it up down there like it's water. So we usually take that back, and you know, we will finish the night with that. But yeah, I mean, very similar. I mean, I've trained Justin well when taking him down there. Look, you know, when I was putting this together, Peter, I was sort of like, you know, should I could put in a bunch of new stuff, and maybe on day two, I did a little bit right there, but, you know, new stuff in some ways is not exactly, you know, it's unplanned for. Maybe I'll have a bad time. I'm really putting on this stuff that I know that I love. But you probably did something a little bit different.
Yes, I did. First of all, on your question on about Napoleon House, their Sazerac is made with the variant, the Herb Saint, instead of the absinthe. So it does not look
like that's what it is.
And also to clarify, I would be smoking cigars both days. I, as always, will bring mine to New Orleans, because unfortunately, all the cigar shops in New Orleans I have found to be trash. unlike any other city you can go to, San Antonio, Nashville, Chicago, St. Louis, you know, everywhere else. And has good cigar shops.
Yeah, it's weird that they don't have, I haven't tried. I haven't tried the one on Decatur, the one that's in the brewery. Have you gone in that one? I haven't gone into that one.
I have not.
The ones that are by the, the ones that are up and down like Bourbon, they are garbage. One that we're talking about, the Crescent City one, it's fine. I mean, me and you've been there too. It's okay. Yeah. It's the best one and it's near Fritzl's. So of course I'll always go to that one.
Yeah, I just why not bring my own? Save the $50.
Yeah, you're right. Overpriced. Yeah. You're right.
Yes. So I went with slightly. So I went with just by myself, because if I was going to do Perfect 48 with my wife, it would be a very great list, but it would be different. And of course, one of the meals would be at the greatest restaurant, Ralph's in the Park, to rehash the greatest meal we ever had.
We need to talk about that
as the world ended. In 2020. So I did just a hard 40. And I went on the basis that had showed up the night before in town, and planning, since we'll be there in June, planning it around that. So Place des Armes would be where intended to stay. I just started my morning at, would start as a good Catholic at Mass on Monday morning at a beautiful church, Immaculate Conception. The Jesuit church, and the last time I was there, the Jesuit priest said, "We're going to knock this out in 20 minutes. And that's what Monday morning mass should be about.
Hey, where is that? Is that the one over by Roosevelt, or which one?
Yes,
is that?
Right across the street from Roosevelt.
Okay.
Yeah,
Tucked,
it's a massive, gorgeous church that is tucked in between on this side street. So yeah, it's amazing. Totally. Wander down, there's about 20 right there. That's Central Business District. There's about 20 great bakeries and coffee shops. Could pick about any of them. It's a local chain, but French truck makes just a good solid cup of coffee. I've wandered through those. There's a restaurant that I've been trying to get Chris to go to. It's a breakfast lunch place called Commerce. It's all they do. It's just a standard restaurant, but of course it's in New Orleans. Great biscuit, egg, and hot sausage sandwich. You can't beat it. Because got to have some food in my stomach before I wander back over to Fritzl's to meet up with the amazing Errol and start conversations. I mean, that's a man I've had conversations with about people wandering by on the street, all the way to how the demon Lilith comes out of the Eastern Persian religions, and how that filtered into European history. You know, the man's amazing.
It's true.
Certainly stick around and wait for Richard Scott to show up to start listening to some great music. Probably will not start with Absinthe that day. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever comes to mind. I also want to comment that Errol is amazing at shunning anyone that would be an influencer. he comes in the, you know, the the 60-year-old couple that just wandered in, that you can tell they just retired and they're, it's their first trip, and he's going to welcome them in. They're going to have a great time. It's an experience. That 23-year-old influencer, he's just not going to have anything they're looking for, even if it is right behind his on the shelf. He doesn't care. It's, and so that's one of the so many reasons why he is an amazing man. Somewhere around noon, I'd wander over to Rouse's Market, see what the good food that they're serving that day, and pick up some Zapp's chips and whatever else local things are being made. And then I will wander off to one of the museums, because I'm always looking for one of the museums I have not hit. This one, I think I would do the Historic New Orleans Collection. So it's in the quarter. It was a puzzle between that and the Jazz Museum, which I've not made it to also. But I went that direction. Take the afternoon, nice and slow, probably going back to the hotel at some point, maybe take a nap. Perfect day, you know, heat of the afternoon. After that, I would, as long as they're in town, I'd wander over to see my friends Craig and Gregory at their bar, La Cabaret, and see how they are doing and how business is treating them in the quarter. And then I would catch the street car and go up to the Garden District get off, wander through, and head to Commander's Palace for dinner, since in our previous episode, we all acknowledged we had not been there for dinner.
We had not.
Remiss in not going for dinner, having only gone for lunch and brunch. It's still I miss out on the Le Petit Bleu, but that will have to be another list and another time.
Sure.
Looking at their current menu, I believe I would start with the hickory smoked cauliflower,
which
is 1 ounce of trout caviar, and then the pure part crawfish and Texas redfish.
That sounds delicious. Yeah, that sounds good.
And then there'd be plenty of time, and wander back, take the streetcar back, and then wander by Fritzl's one more time, and not get a cocktail, as we've learned in the evening when the music's gone. Especially better just to get some bourbon. Don't worry about the cocktail. They're they're pretty busy. Probably get into an argument with a vampire or something.
I've been there. Or my wife has.
Yeah,
more than once.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm ashamed of all that. Yeah. Okay. So that is your first 24. Well, yeah. I mean, you're not shocking me, Peter, because you're a man that likes to try new things, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, sometimes I just like to go with old, you know, this is our friend Garrett sort of taught me, like, go with old trusty, you know. He doesn't like to sort of, you know, when he's down in the Crescent City, he doesn't like to goof around and try new stuff, because there's problems with that. There's a possibility it's a subpar night, and you're just ruining a meal, you know, so... But nothing you said was going to be that way, obviously. Commander's Palace is always going to be, like, near the top of my list, because it's such an experience to go over there. I sort of told myself a while back, like, I don't really want to do Commander's Palace every single time, only because it does take a significant chunk of a day to do it. It's an experience. It's awesome. I love it. But, you know, it depends on how much time you got. The Garden District is a place that I have not spent a ton of time in. I've only taken the streetcar over there one time. I know you speak highly of it as well, so you know, we should do that more. I know.
I've tried that. I didn't know it went all the way to the Garden District.
Yeah, and there's some good shops over there, record shops. That's you know, I'm hooked now on looking for records for you mostly, Chris.
I appreciate it. I have the record shop coming up on my second day, speaking of which. But you know, there's so many awesome restaurants I want to try. There's so many like cool bars. I mean, like when I was sitting there talking with my wife about like where a couple fun things to do, you know, she mentioned go get a French 75 or Broussard's, or you know, go to Two Jacks and get a, you know, a grasshopper. There's so many things you can do on a day. And you know how this is. The reason why we're doing this topic is really like when you go down there, there's you go down as we always do. The plan, it's like Christmas to me. The planning of it is as much part of it actually being in the town.
Right, right.
So, but when you get down there, you'll have a couple cocktails and you're having a good time, and then the plans sort of fall out the window and you're just like, well, whatever, let's see what happens. Okay, so
it's not exclusive to New Orleans, but I feel it's a little more apparent in New Orleans since COVID, especially, of places having much more limited hours or closed earlier on the earlier days of the week. Some of the other places, the shops and the museums and stuff, also they just never really went back to a 7-day schedule, certainly, but often a lot of them are just running 4 days a week, kind of businesses. So you might get down there, and even if it says it's open on their website, you might have to adjust.
No, you're right, because there's plenty of places that are Thursday through Sunday. I mean, that's happened here in Kansas City as well. A lot of places have gone to lower hours, like a little bit later, maybe dinner only now, you know, whatever. They've cut back a lot in New Orleans since COVID. You're right. And so, you know, sometimes just on a whim, they'll just change their week too. You know, there a lot of that. I felt like the last couple of times it's sort of gotten back to normal to a degree, but you know, way more than it was when we were going in like 21 and 22. But yeah, you're right. It's like when you go on a Monday or Tuesday, first of all, a lot of them are closed on Monday or Tuesday. So you have to figure out if where you want to go is open when you go. But also, like, I want to reiterate, if you're going to New Orleans for the first time and you have, hey, I've always heard of, you know, Commander's Palace or Muriel's or G.W. Finn's or any Galator's, wherever, like, you better get a damn reservation, because you will not get in. I mean, even in the non-busy months, I mean, you can go online and they're full, you know, and it's so it's becoming more of a thing where everyone eats out now. So especially when you're there. So,
and if you're going your first time down, or just you probably should go to start like leaving on a Thursday.
Right.
Because Fridays and Saturdays are always busy in that city, no matter. And if there's something going on, it's 10 times busier.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I know that Justin has not gone on a guys trip yet. He hasn't gone on the front half of the week. The reason why I started going on the Sunday through Wednesday, first of all, if I'm selfish, because I'm off Monday and Tuesday at my job. So those are good days for me anyway. But really the reason why I did that is because Errol is our favorite guy. He's turning 80 in a couple of weeks here. He's a guy I like to go down and see, and he definitely works Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then also our you know, one of our favorite musicians down there, Richard Scott, plays a lot. He plays pretty much all day on Monday there, and he plays on Tuesday for like 4 hours. So and Monday and Tuesday, like Peter just said, are like a good time to go down there if you don't want to be in the hustle and bustle and you don't want to be there with a bunch of people. Obviously, Friday and Saturdays are the days to not be around. And if you go on like a Monday, Tuesday in New Orleans, it's still going to be it's a tourist town, so there's going to be people there. But I mean, it's way more relaxed at that time of the week. So, you know, have fun going to those days. So I'll go back to my second day now. The second day is a lot like the first, but, you know, like, this is why we made the guys trip, is because I just want to go and do about three things, but I'm going to flower this up as much as I can here. When I get up and I go over on Monday morning to see Errol at Fritzl's, he knows what to do now. I've trained him that I will walk in there prior to like 9 something, and he's like, Diet Coke? And I'll be like, yes. And so he'll get me that, because usually I don't have any coffee before I go in there, and I need a little pick me up before I start drinking again. Then he will follow that up in about, you know, 20 minutes of like, your usual hurricane? Like, yes. So then I will get a hurricane. And you know, it's still early in the day, so I want to walk up Royal Street, check out the art stores. That's always a fun thing to do. I love going up and down Royal Street and Decatur. You know, there's a lot, they're different, but they're fun to check out the shops. I have so many like wall art things at my house, whether it's you know, a Preservation Hall jazz band drum head, all the way to like, you know, some street art I bought around Jackson Square. That's another place I'd be stopping the same day, you know, like Jackson Square when they have the artists out. And, you know, on a Monday, probably not as full, but every once in a while there'll be some people there, especially in the summer. You know, like, you can, I love looking at the street art in New Orleans. You can't beat it. I don't know, you know, you're going to see it in every big city, but it's so compact there. It's fun to see all of them. I will check out that artwork. There's a guy there. His name is, I want to say his name's Lee Tucker. Trying to remember his name. It's the dude, the older guy that has these pictures that are framed, and he has two pictures that I always say I'm going to buy. One is the interior shot of, like, it's a painting he did of the interior of Napoleon House, and he also has one of the St. Louis Cathedral, sort of like in the nighttime or whatever. They both are awesome.
Yeah,
they're both like $500-$600, you know. And I've, you know, get me a little too drunk one day, and I think I'll probably have it shipped home, but I haven't done that yet. I was very close to buying a painted door, you know, like a salvage door that someone painted like a bunch of stuff on. I was like, that's so cool. But, you know, like much like my friends who buy stuff when they're drunk on eBay or Amazon, I may or may not regret it once I got home.
No, it's very cool, but boy, they're expensive.
Oh, yeah.
You might as well rent a car and
drive it home.
Our buddy Travis pointed out about the unexpected snowfall this past winter. It'll be very interesting to see all the artwork that came out of that when we're down there.
Oh yeah, you know that the once in a generation pictures of kids doing you know, snow angels, and you know, the people dancing and throwing snowballs in the, you know, French Quarter, that happens once every 30 to 40 to 100 years, really, that amount that they had this past year. I totally agreed when he sent that text to us. We're like, yeah, it's going to be, everyone's going to have their version of a painting of the snow day in New Orleans. It lasted approximately, I don't know, 28 hours before it melted again. Then I would go, Peter, just, you know, to back your Catholicism, not mine, but I love the St. Louis Cathedral. I love going in there when it's open. It's not open all the time. It's publicly open. You can go in there when it is available, but it is, like, I've only gone on there once, and it's super cool. You know, you go in there, and it's a nice time to reflect. You can, last time my son wanted to light a candle when you're thinking about somebody, but it's just a really cool, you know, the cathedral is such a center point of New Orleans and everything in Jackson Square and everything. So it is so cool to actually get to go and walk in there. I think you should do that if you haven't.
It's a beautiful cathedral there. Why would not go to mass? Why don't go to mass at the cathedral is it is at 12:05 in the afternoon. And well, certainly nothing wrong with being drunk at mass. You know, for being honest, it's not an uncommon thing for people, especially around some of the holidays. But it's a lot of commitment to get off the bar stool if I've already gone to mass at 7:30. So
That's a tough move.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're right. You know, there's several bars I'd like to hit. I love going to the Roosevelt and going over there to the Sazerac bar over there, where it started. That's always fun. You know, I would like to say I'd go over to the Cochon Butcher at some point over there, because that is a really good restaurant. I don't believe Justin's been there before, but that's one that he needs to check out at some point. But then what I find normally is, because I do stay a lot at the Haunted Hotel, and Place d'Armes is over there as well, I would find my way back over on the other side towards, you know, the Esplanade side, not the Esplanade side, which would be, I'd go to Molly's at the Market, get a frozen Irish coffee, you know, pay some respect to the Monahan family, who has ties in Kansas City, as we've discussed. I like going there. The bartender there is named Emma. She's been there for years. She's great. So I like to see her. And then, you know, I would like to go over for lunch. I would like to go over towards either, I want to go to Coop's again, or I like El Gato Negro for Mexican, if you want a little switch it up. And at some point, I know it's dinner only, but I do want to go over to Frenchman and check out Adolfo's, which is an awesome Italian restaurant. Mm-hmm. But we've only gone there once when we were all hammered, and there's like five tables up there, and we had to wait like an hour, and none of us wanted to. So we never actually ate there, but we have darkened the doorway. But after doing all that, I would go to the Louisiana Music Factory, which is the premier record shop in the French Quarter. And I go down there, and every time I pretty much find either a throwback Fats Domino record that I don't own, because he put out only a couple hundred, or you know, a new album by Kermit Ruffins, if it's ever in stock, something like that. Then I would go back over to Fritzl's, and Richard Scott starts playing in the afternoon, And that evening, I would end up going to eat probably dinner at GW Finn's because I, you know, I'm going to get that sheep's head, Peter. And then I'm going to go back, have a cigar in Fritz's courtyard. I am pretty much convinced at this point that I could almost drink for free at Fritzl's, although I tip well. And then I would go back to Place des Armes and lament having to leave in the morning. So that's pretty much how I'd wrap up my 48 hours.
That's solid. Solid. Yeah.
I have been known, by the way, since we are counting a full 48, I do get up, even if I have to leave at like 8 in the morning to go to the hotel or go to the airport, I will go over to Fritzl's because Errol does get there at 6. He is very regimented and routine at age 80 after being there for 20 some years. He will not let me in past the gated door, but I will say, hey, can I have a hurricane? And he will give me one to go. So yeah. And that's how I'd wrap it up.
I like it.
Yeah.
How about you, Justin? What are you doing on day two?
So we get up early, our son's 11. So we're just, you know, he's an early riser and stuff. So me and my wife will wake up and we like to stroll down Royal Street. It's our favorite street. We'll do a lot of window shopping at the cool art galleries, a lot of the shops and stuff. And, you know, it's just a nice kind of quiet time that we get to spend together. And we'll walk all the way down to one of our favorite places to eat. That's kind of not real well known or well talked about. It's called Curio. Mm-hmm. But they have a really nice brunch in there. They have a bottomless mimosa, which my wife really much enjoys. They have, I've gotten a po' boy in there at 8 o'clock in the morning and have loved it. They have the full menu. They have like an eggs Benedict that has a redfish on it as well too. So we go there. We just start off with our meal there, and then we'll walk back on the other side.
That sounds really good.
Oh, it's delicious. You should try it out. It's a really underrated place. Then we'll walk back toward Jackson Square, and then we'll get some coffee or some tea, and then we'll kind of walk around and people watch, and we'll watch the boats come in on the Mississippi, and just kind of enjoy our morning turning into afternoon. And then we'll pop out and see. Since this is like my perfect 48, we've got a festival going on. We've got either the Gumbo Fest, or we've got the French Quarter Fest. There's something that we're looking forward to on those days because sure. I really like getting out and getting to those festivals. I think they're a lot of fun. I thought the Gumbo Fest was a lot more fun than I thought it was going to be when we went there this year. I didn't know what to really expect, but that was pretty cool. So we'll go to some sort of festival. I got to pop by Molly's on the market. They do have the frozen Irish coffees, but what I like about it is that you can add as many extra shots of varieties of different liquors. And so by the time I pick like anywhere from like 4 to 6 extra shots to put in that thing, so I'm pretty much
it's only half frozen at that point.
Yeah, so I'm pretty much just drinking different types of whiskey that's with some sugar in it at that point. And then I like to try someplace
in for a penny, in for a pound.
That's right. I mean, if you're going for it, go for it, right? I mean, it's pretty good. It's like if you just get it with a single, I'm like, that's just not scratching me where I itch. I want to feel that burn if I have anything associated with some whiskey. And then I always like to try a new restaurant. So usually we'll have our standards that we'll go to. But I always like there to be like, I haven't been to the original Brennan's yet, so try to pop into someplace new that we haven't been to and enjoy that. And then obviously we'll usually end up at Fritzl's, and then I'll smoke yet another cigar. And at this time, I'll start to kind of get that nicotine headache and stuff that I get because I'm not used to it. And I'm a big pansy with all things nicotine, so I'll usually have to have my wife try to calm me down from that. And then we'll finish. We'll finish that. That one time I had like 3 cigars in one day, Peter, and I was like three in the morning, and I could not fall. I was like up, like shaking, and my wife was like, "What is going on with you,
Peter?" Peter's gonna have sympathy for you on that one, I'm pretty sure.
I was like, I don't know what's going on. I've never been a nicotine guy. I've never done much, and I don't inhale the cigar or smoke, but the nicotine still kind of gets to your system, and it was brutal. But so that would not be part of my ideal day. But then we'll end up, at Fritzl's in the courtyard, having some drinks, listening to some music, having some fun with friends, and then end up back at the hotel. That's my day in a nutshell there. That's about perfect for me.
Peter, you're known to not want a cigar too late or multiple cigars in one day, right?
I will. I'm not against doing two in a day. I've even done three, but yeah, I'm not big. I'm usually done about 5-6 o'clock in the evening. I want to let it fade out as the evening goes on. I find it just to be a little more of an even day that way. And Chris and I know we're in a tiny minority in the world. For some reason, neither of us are affected by nicotine.
Not really. You know, I'm addicted to caffeine, but I'm not addicted. I don't get addicted to alcohol or nicotine. So, and it's funny because although Peter is a great foodie drink guy. So he knows how to. He'll go and have like an awesome beer in a German restaurant, or he'll have a great whiskey at a restaurant or whatever. But I don't. When I come home, I don't drink at all. So I just I don't know what it is. I don't clamor for that. But when I'm in New Orleans, it's like, you know, pull the cord. It is.
Yeah, even at your most extreme, you're still pretty paced.
Oh yeah, I mean, because you don't that's the thing, if you want to go down and have a good time in New Orleans and day drink, especially, I mean, it's taken me years to somewhat, haven't perfected it yet, to somewhat understand, okay, how much can I drink here, hurricanes or whatever, because I like to stay on one drink, and then, you know, sort of pace yourself and not get too stupid or go to bed early or anything like that. And it takes time to learn that situation for anybody at any age. So, but yeah, I don't ever get too stupid there, but you know, there's been times where I couldn't stand up, but you know, we've got through it. So Peter, what is your, I'm assuming, you might go to the greatest restaurant in the world on day two, but what is your day two?
No, like I said, that would be, Charlotte Knight's, greatest 48 hours. So, day two, just, you know, it kind of tells you, like, I'm a little more paced because, being someone who grew up not just in River City, but growing up on the Mississippi, it was a constant in my life as a child. And every time I go to New Orleans, I realize how much I miss that river. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was truly an everyday constant in my life as a kid. Mm-hmm. So one of my favorite things to do when I go there is at least once go for a run on the Crest Park Trail, which is not really long. It's about a mile and a half out, and then, you know, so it's not too bad of a loop back and forth. And it's just a nice run right along the river. It's a real nice trail. It's well used. It's paved. But I've several times had the chance to be running on that river and watched the tugs pushing the barges up the river in the fog. And they literally split the fog out as they're pushing up the river. And it's just a beautiful, calm, amazing run. And it goes right through the Marigny and by water and then back. So that's, for me, that's a great way to start a day.
Yeah, you know, New Orleans is kind of underrated in the mornings. It's kind of a nice little morning town, too.
It is.
It's peaceful. It's beautiful. Yeah.
One time on a Sunday, made the decision to run through the Marigny. It was a little bit later in the morning, and definitely came back with contact high from all the wake and bake going on in that neighborhood. It was amazing how much weed smoke that I ended up just running through coming out of houses there.
It's illegal there. I can't believe it.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of rumors as to why weed's illegal, but alcohol's so prolific there. And it's a connection. To go back to one of my favorite coffee shops, there is a place called Envy. It's over on Decatur, right there, kind of at the far end of the quarter off of Frenchman Street area. I'm not a huge cafe au lait, but they make just the best one I've ever had. The coffee is extremely rich, so it gets balanced by the milk as opposed to being overwhelmed by the milk. And again, if you're in the South, you need to have a biscuit every day, and they make an exceptionally good biscuit. So it's just a great way to start the morning. Go get cleaned up and wander over to Fritz's, because that's what you have to do. And I would definitely on the second day start the day with absinthe. So
Peter always Peter is he's done more absinthe than anyone I know down there. He enjoys a nice absinthe from Errol. And you had one last time, right, Justin?
Well, I had it with Peter that one time.
Yeah. That's what I mean. I guess it wasn't the last time, but.
But that was fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. No, it's. I think this is important. Like, I do. Sorry to cut you off, Peter. I do think it's important for people to understand. Like, as much as we love Fritzl's, like, you'll find your own favorite dive bar there. I think that's the point. It's like, and when I say dive bar, I say it in the greatest way. I don't necessarily think Fritzl's is a quote. I don't know. It's a dive bar, but I've seen way worse. So it's not really a dive bar. I don't really know how to explain it. It's a live music venue that is small. But I guess my point is we all love it because we've had history there and it's comfortable like an old pair of shoes. You go there and you know everyone and, you know, the bartenders have been there for 20 plus years and everyone, you know, it's like walking into Cheers. So but everyone has their own Fritzl's there when they've been there enough. You know, I mean, whether it's Boondock Saint or, you know, man, some people like B-Max down the road. I know some people love that place or MRB. I mean, there's so many there. That you will find it to be like a fun, you know, just a comfortable place to get.
So explore and find your Fritzl's, right? I mean, you'll go there and you'll find your favorite spot, and that'll be the kind of the hangout that you guys, you know, you and your crew always make sure you go there. But you know, you'll keep looking for different cool stuff.
And as I've said on a previous episode, and I say is, you know, about restaurants, and I say it about bars. You know, you can't, it's not right to ask what's the best place in New Orleans to go to for a restaurant. You just say, what's your favorite place? And you say, this is what I suggest right now. And everyone's going to have a different answer. And that's what's great about it, because it's hard to be wrong.
Right. Well put.
So how will your day continue, Peter?
Yeah. All goes on. So absinthe, I follow up with another cocktail. Richard Scott would be there playing all the great music that he plays, and I would have my first cigar of the day. And then I'd wander off. I want to go back up Frenchman Street. We kind of had laid off Frenchman Street for a while because you know, things had changed there for a little bit. And not bad, just wasn't really our scene for a while. And but I feel like it's time to give it a try again. So head over to the record shop and peruse through everything that you didn't look at and see what. James Booker, Pine Top Perkins, or Memphis Slim is available, and we can pick you up a record or two. And then head up through Frenchman Street and go back over to and just wander through the Marigny and Bywater neighborhoods. And there's just so much to do over there. And that, I mean, those are true neighborhoods. They, you know, if you read reviews about them, people talk a lot about, hey, please come enjoy our neighborhoods. But remember, it is a neighborhood. Please don't trash it. Please remember people have to get up and go to work. Just because you're off on a Monday doesn't mean we are, you know, all those things. So it adds a totally different flavor to just wandering through. But just wandering through those neighborhoods. Enjoy a second cigar, I'm sure, just as I wanted to. But, I mean, over there you got Vaunt, which is a great place to find Kermit Ruffin's plane at random times. It's one of his well-known spots. Mm-hmm. I was looking through some other things. There's now a German beer garden that has an amazing menu over there.
Really?
And a popsicle place that makes all their own popsicles. That looks perfect for our June trip. Cool. And just, you know, every corner, I mean, they really do have corner bars over there that have been there. You know, a lot of them popped up in the 20s and 30s and they've just continued on. And so I'm sure I would wander into one or two or three of those with no problems at all. And then head off to Sylvain's for an afternoon cocktail, an official one. I think they have, it is a beautiful restaurant. It's small. Their food menu is small. Their cocktail menu is small. But they make some of the most inventive cocktails and well-made cocktails that I've had anywhere. Not just New Orleans, but anywhere. Each cocktail is very well thought out. And then I think I'm going to finally pull the trigger on Restaurant Revolution.
Okay.
And next time we go down there, that's my big goal is to get you to go.
I'll go. Yeah. It's always had like a lot of good reports. So yeah.
Yeah. The have we talked about this, Justin?
No. What is it?
Weatherface. It is a newer restaurant down there in the Headquarters, probably one of the newest of the fancy high-end restaurants. But one of their things they're known for is a dish called Death by Gumbo.
Oh.
Which has a quail served in the middle of it all.
Oh, wow. Yeah, sounds delicious.
Yes, that's the most common picture you'll see from them. So very interested into giving that a try. I don't think you can do better than really good gumbo with adding quail to it, because quail's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
They got real country ham. I mean, they have a whole slice of that. I mean, they break their menu down. It's caviar. It's cured meats. It's starters, hot starters, cold starter. And then pastas and everything else. So they have a true country ham, which is hard to get also, as we talked about. You know, it is not a New Orleans or Creole Cajun thing, but it's definitely a Southern thing that you hard to get outside of those areas. They have a rabbit dish, so of course I would have rabbit.
Of course, you have to have the wild game. Yes. Peter will pick the craziest thing on the menu to try, which is what I love about him. He'll always try something cool.
And while I certainly have a sweet tooth, I'm not usually a huge dessert person because I enjoy the rest of the meal, but they have a amazing cheese selection courses. So you can do a selection of number of cheeses. So I would end with a cheese course. And then again, depending on time and what's going on, maybe wander back to Fritzl's one more time. Get up in the morning, grab one more great cup of coffee and head off to the airport.
So Sylvain was a place that we found on something that we need to talk about at some point, is a cocktail tour, which I know we've joked about the varying cocktail tours we've taken for basically the whoever's given it is the way you sort of review and judge those by. And they've gone from A+ to F. So, you never know what you're getting. But Sylvain is one of the, when we first started going, It taught me about Broussard's and Sylvain and maybe one more that I'd never gone to. And I just, if you're there and you're new and you haven't done a lot, try a cocktail tour. I mean, plenty of different tour companies give them, but I mean, it's a very cool way of finding all these. I like the ones that go a little deeper than your typical, like, you know, easy ones that you can hit.
Right.
You know, because there's so many places there that have been there for 10 plus years that, you know, the last one I went to hit all the touristy spots, like, you know, the Pirates Cove, you know, the Pirate Bar, Pirates Alley, you know, Lafitte's Blacksmith Shop. I mean, these are ones that are pretty much givens, but Sylvain and Broussard's, and speaking of Peter talking about Sylvain, is a really cool one that my wife loves going there every time now.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's a small restaurant, but it's beautiful. It's got one of the, we were talking about the courtyards at Napoleon House. Sylvain has a beautiful courtyard.
Now there is a place that we need to go to too, Peter, that I think you told me about it. And I was talking to our friends during the St. Patrick's Day parade. And they said, I guess when we were on the St. Pat's limo crawl, we were only a few blocks away from the St. James Cheese Company.
Oh yeah.
We need to go there. We do.
Yeah. That's a definite. And that's one of those ones where I've never been able to make it because of days that it's open and closed and times and everything else. It's just hasn't worked out for me. But yeah, it's not going to be a cheap experience, but well worth it.
Yeah. Cool. I mean, I think we all had, we obviously have the same places that we like to eventually hang out and the same thing, proclivities we like to do, drinks, smoke, eat. But man, there's just so many ways you could spend 48 hours there. And the best part about New Orleans is, and I always say it is sort of like Las Vegas. You get to go there and 2-3 days and you're out. You're always leaving wanting more. And that's where it's hard to add new stuff to the rotation, but it's always a fun place to go to. So yeah, thanks for putting that together, guys. I think there's so many choices, it's hard to narrow it down. Anyway,
and there never seems to be enough time. Time goes by, so like you're like, wait, it's 10 o'clock at night, I feel like I just got up.
So it's just a reason to go back the next time.
Right.
You know. It's just such a great place to go. Like, I mean, I always say, like, I would like to go every other month for like 2 to 3 days. That would be my goal the rest of my life. Just an extended weekend is all, and just that's all I want to be there for. I don't need to be there for like 5 days, 7 days. No, But 48 hours, 72 hours is perfect. Yeah. I think our friend Garrett would say he would like 96 hours, but that's just because he's whipped and he can't go for more than like a few days. But yeah, if you can go more than 48 or 72 hours is a great time to go. But anyway, guys, thanks for putting that together. And I think people have a little bit of an idea what they can go to in 48 hours. But like I said, you're going to find your own favorite dive bar. You're going to find your own favorite restaurants that you like going to every time and spicing it up and going to new places. Like we'll go to Restaurant Revolution. Who was that we got that from? A bartender told us about that. Where was that?
Yeah, bartender at Broussard's. She said if you weren't going to eat Broussard's, she would recommend Restaurant Revolution. That was her... That was an insider tip.
Yeah, there you go. We will check that out. But anyway, guys, maybe we should do one on cocktail. Maybe we should do one on tours next time. I think we've all taken a version of one. So
yeah, that'd be fun. That'd be fun. Yeah,
I think talking about tours might be cool because we've definitely had our share of cocktail tours that have taken us in different places. And I've done the carriage ride. That's a tour, which I mean. My parents were making fun of our driver last time because it was like, take a look to the left, take a look to the right. It was just like off the script and it was very annoying. And then the ghost tour. What have you gone to, Justin?
I've gone to a cocktail tour, ghost tour.
Yeah, ghost tours. I don't think I've necessarily gone to straight up ghost tour. I don't remember that one if I have, but I could have been on one. Just don't remember. But, anyway, we will talk about that next time. Let's look at that. But anyway, guys, if you have 48 hours, you're going to have to find your own menu to go down there. But there's so many things to do within that sweet area called the French Quarter down in New Orleans. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of NOLA Outsider. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/NOLA Outsider. And we will be here on this podcast next week talking about tours of all kinds in the French Quarter. And we'll see you then.
Hi, everybody.
See you next time.
Thanks for listening to the NOLA Outsider Podcast. We'd love to hear about your experiences in the greatest city in the world. Email us at outsidernola@gmail.com. Also, check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/NOLA Outsider or visit NOLAOutsider.com. See you next time on NOLA Outsider.